You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Friday afternoon and Butters is getting ready for the sound effect. I know he is. So Friday afternoon, you have made it and you are launching into what for many of you will be a long weekend. And that means we have some applause. Butters, hit it. You throw some whoop whoops in on top of the. Was the explosion in there? I didn't hear the explosion. Was the explosion going? Oh, I'm sorry. But oh, nice. Man, we're just jamming it all. How you doing, buddy?
I think the sound effect says it all. I'm finding all of the jackets that I own and keeping them handy for the next few days.
Yes.
That's
crazy weather. We're practically in shirt sleeves right now because it's like 52 degrees outside, and we're talking about it being like the end of times come Tuesday.
Yes.
I heard chances of good snow in some places, too, in North Alabama. Did you hear that? I'm not making that up. I didn't just say that like I'm teasing a fake story.
Or like you've got an investment in a bread or milk company.
I have not. No. Yes, I'm a partial owner in a local grocery store. You want to buy milk and bread. You want to buy milk and bread. Subliminal advertising.
Yeah. No, I can you imagine if James Spann came out with a bread and milk line? All right. Sorry. Rabbit hole. I'm doing great. I'm excited about the show
glad.
Today.
James Spann rolls his sleeves up. Everybody buys his bread just like that. He's a rich man. Wow. Good thought. All right. Hey, listen, we do have a great show laid on for you. You know what's cool is like within 1 week span, she has become almost a regular on the show. I don't know how that's happened, but Hannah Stevens, the UA sign girl, is going to come on again at 4 o'clock today because I'm doing a section on home fries. And a part of that has to be the details about what's going on with both Auburn and Alabama. Carnell Williams leaving Alabama. It looks like Bama's getting a new coach already, which tells me that they've got better OPSEC than the U.S. government has, operational security. So, yeah, Hannah Stevens is going to come out at 4 and give us the layout on that as I launch into the home fries segment, which reminds me I do have a triple dipper, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. First out the gate, we got to deal with some stuff that happened last night. I'm calling it parting the Red Sea. So we are going to part the Red Sea a bit, apparently. And Biden is actually speaking finally. I'm looking at him, looking at his kind of simple, where am I right now? What's going on? Kind of look in his face as he's speaking after the U.S. and U.K., struck Iran-backed Houthi targets in Yemen. So we launched airstrikes last night, air missile and subsurface missiles, apparently. And it's something. Meanwhile, I'm watching Biden sitting there sipping a smoothie and schmoozing with people who are like giggling. It's ridiculous. Last night he called it. I tell you what, I'm doing my whole dipper during the triple dipper discussion. So let me just move on. Number one, triple dipper. I got thoughts. Parting the Red Sea. That's where we are. Number two, didn't get to it yesterday, but I'm getting to it pretty quick today. Adventures in Woke World. Adventures in Woke World. It's when you look around and you realize, man, there's so much happening. Wokeness here, wokeness there. Before you know it, you got a buffet of wokeness, a veritable cornucopia, a vast plethora of wokeness. Yep, Adventures in Woke World coming up number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, you heard me a moment ago, I got a number of stories that are happening. Some of them are political. Some of them are sports. Some of them are things that are just happening in communities. So number three out the gate, home fries. Y'all stay tuned for that one. All right, let me jump over here to my daily Right Side Way monologue. And I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of territory all over North Alabama. Places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. Newest one they have is in Helena. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, sees all ages, and this is who I use personally. They are the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. So if you've listened to this show for a bit, then you may recall from past broadcasts that I'm a car guy. I love hot rods and classic muscle cars. I mean, there's a reason why the number to call or text the show ends with 68 right. Because when I was given the options for the show by the phone company, the one that jumped out at me, because my first car, my first baby, of which a picture still sits on my shelf, was my hopped up 68 Mustang. Oh man, I miss that car. 289 small block board, 30 over, Edelbrock aluminum intake with a Holley 4-barrel carb, hooker headers, Mallory distributor. I cruised all over Huntsville in high school. I asked Charlene to marry me in that car. As a young married couple expecting our first child, I sold that baby to have our first baby. But the day is coming when I will get back to a classic muscle car. Just you wait. But for now, I just admire them from afar. I watch car shows. I dream. But a story caught my eye the other day, and I had to talk about it. It's about a legendary muscle car from none other than Motor City, Detroit. Some call it the Legend of the Black Ghost. It seems that in the late 60s and early 70s, when muscle cars were really coming of age, when factories made race cars and sold them to the public for the first time. I mean, you could pick up a car from the dealership and race it that night at the track. Well, all the big three were in a muscle car war. You had Hemi Cudas and Boss Mustangs and Camaros, Chevelles, GTOs. It was testosterone in motion. In the Detroit scene, there was Woodward Avenue, a 24-mile strip that ran between Detroit and Pontiac. It was the cruising place, and there was an underground street racing culture that was almost semi-sanctioned. People used to hang out on Woodward Avenue just waiting for the next race to go by as cars would line up at the red light and run a quarter mile or so. Mostly for pride, sometimes for bets, these races were a regular part of the weekend scene. But in the spring of 1970, a black Dodge Challenger showed up. Nobody knew who was driving it. The windows were darkened. It was as loud as thunder, some say. Some folks still say it also gave them a weird sort of an eerie vibe because not only was it an unknown entity, but it always won. And then it always disappeared. It would show up, set the challenge, run the race, and then be gone. The locals began calling it the Wraith of Woodward, and eventually they just called it the Black Ghost. So the Black Ghost apparently beat everybody and everything. It was never clear where it went or when it would come back. It raced, collected the winnings, and disappeared into the night. Sometimes it'd come back the next night, sometimes the next week, sometimes it was gone for months. And in 1975, the Black Ghost raced on Woodward and drove away for the last time. Nobody knew who or what or how. The Black Ghost just slipped off into street racing legend. But recently, the mystery was solved. The Black Ghost was found. It turns out that in December of 1969, a guy named Godfrey Qualls, he bought one of only 22 1970 Dodge Challengers that had the RTSE package with a 426 Hemi engine and a 4-speed close ratio transmission that was known then as a Super Track Pack. Okay, that's in the weeds. Bottom line, it was a factory-made racer. A race car built from racing from the factory. It was black on black with a black vinyl gator skin roof. Godfrey Qualls, we now know, was a Vietnam vet who earned a Purple Heart while serving with the 82nd Airborne Division. He went on to become a Green Beret, and he served for 20 more years in the National Guard. It also turns out that while he was a legendary street racer, he was also, wait for it, a Detroit traffic cop. He knew where the cops would be, and he only raced when the coast was clear. Interesting, but there it is. So apparently, Godfrey Qualls passed away in 2015, and he left the Black Ghost to his son, who found it in the garage where it had sat untouched since the mid-70s. His son revived it, kept it just as it was, and to this day it only has 45,000 original miles on it. The younger Qualls said he can remember his dad taking him for rides in it when he was young. He remembers one time his dad put a $100 bill on the dash, told him if he could reach up and grab it before dad got to the fourth gear, that he could have it. He said he could never reach it, as his dad shifted through the RPMs with G-forces that kept him pressed back into his seat. The original Black Ghost was recently sold by the family at a Mecum Auto Auction for just under $1 million. And it was added to the National Historic Vehicle Registry. In 2023, the Dodge Company decided to honor the memory of the Black Ghost by creating a factory-made 2023 Black Ghost Challenger. Had a 6.2-liter Hemi engine doing 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds at a top speed of 200 miles per hour. Now, I tell you that story for two reasons. The first is because I'm a car guy and I think it's cool. But the second reason is because that 2023 Black Ghost Challenger that I just told you about, that was one of what Dodge referred to as its last call models. Last call. You see, in the past year, Dodge Motors, they ended all further production of gas-powered performance cars. And that, my friends, is a crying shame. Apparently, succumbing to the forces of a government shakedown, the powers that be at Stellantis, which is the parent company of Dodge, they decided to move the vast majority of their manufacturing to all-electric vehicles. But fear not, gearheads. They're going to go into it with an all-electric line of muscle cars. Whoop, whoop. I mean, call me old-fashioned. But y'all, there's a changing of the guard here that I'm just not in favor of. I mean, for gearheads, there's something magical about the smell of exhaust, about getting grease on your hands and turning a wrench on a fire breather that actually looks and smells and feels like a dragon waiting to be unleashed. Something special exists when you shift gears on a controlled explosion combusting under the hood, and you hear air sucking into an oversized carb or the whine of a supercharger, and the rumble of real exhaust fumes passing through the pipes. Now, Dodge is already trying to claim the ground by coming out with what they call its Charger Daytona SR2 EV. They say it's epic fast, what they are calling a Banshee powertrain, has an electronic transmission, but it will allow the driver to shift gears manually if they choose. And the new electric hot rod from Dodge, it's also going to have a tailpipe. On an EV? Yeah, except this tailpipe is actually a speaker. It's going to generate fake engine sounds with 126 decibels of computer-generated V8-style sound. Huh. It's like finding out your favorite athlete was actually using steroids and his muscles weren't real. Look, I understand the pressure to move to EVs is significant. I also understand the market is already self-correcting and that the recent strikes that included Stellantis, they represent a war between labor and management at the Big Three about the future of EV manufacturing. One union representative during that strike, he said this. He said, quote, "Corporate America is not going to force us to choose between good jobs and green jobs. That's a false choice." Well, truthfully, the fact that Dodge even chose to make a final run with tribute cars, stuffed with high-revving gas-burning engines, is a clear signal that they know the mistake being made and they are trying to win people over as they step off the ledge. So yeah, the bottom line is, you want an EV, go get one. But most of us, we just want the original Black Ghost back. We want a choice in the matter. We don't want fake muscle cars. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, that's some doings right there. I mean, the original legend of the Black Ghost. I mean, what a cool story. 426 Hemi, one of only 22 made. A Vietnam vet bought it when he came home. Raced that sucker and became a legend. So much so it's now in the National Historic Registry of cars or automobiles. But then they made a tribute to it because they're getting away from gas-powered muscle cars completely. That's the loss of an entire era right there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.